Fred Film Radio, Turin Film Festival, Italy.
Angela Cerbi, Fred Film Radio from the Torino Film Lab. I'm here with Lena Thiele and Valeria Richter. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Nice to meet you. We are here to talk about a book that you have published together with Torino Film Lab, which is Ordinary Design and Introduction. Ordinary Design is becoming a new thing. I mean, maybe it's not that new, but it's becoming. I mean, it's coming out of the closet recently. So, can you just tell us what is Ordinary Design exactly? Who's going to talk, Lena?
Audience design is actually the process of early audience engagement and awareness from a very early stage of development in the film production process. And it's a very story-based and multi-angle approach.
Story-based in terms of
story-based that the whole approach is based on the story and the core of the film. So whatever we do regarding communication is really looking and focusing on the core of the story of the film and staying true to the core of the piece of art.
So in order to be a good audience designer, you need to know first exactly what the film is about. You have to analyze the film at 360 degrees. Which time of the producing process you can get into? Which is the best time, if we can name
yes.
one?
At least the earliest, let me say. You could, of course, start earlier, but where it's more useful is definitely from around the final draft of the script and then onwards towards pre-production. Anywhere in that scale can be a good place to start. Why? Because if you find out more about what you want to communicate with the film, who you want to communicate it to, and why you want, you know, the motivation for what you actually want to say, then you can target the pre-production and the shooting of the film and the post-production, already use the time and a bit of the budget during that period to produce materials that become more original or that have already a certain flavor or tone or style instead of just being your general press kit interviews. So if you start before the pre-production, at least you can make use of that time to create materials which maybe you are not even yet 100% sure how you will use afterwards, but you have a good idea, and then at least you have more to choose from. Or you can even start to communicate the film and build a small community around it and maybe find people for test screenings or people who are very dedicated and interested, like we talk about these niche audiences and communities, and then maybe a ripple effect can come from that.
But the key thing is knowing the plot. It means knowing the scripts. So which is the way that you analyze the script in order to get the information you need to build a good campaign, if we can call it, of building up?
Well, we propose that you read the script first as an audience. It means that if during the reading of the script you get really curious or excited about something, or you laugh, or you get bored, or, you know, you just make a little mark or a note. You find your own system of making these notes without interrupting the flow of reading too much. Then you go back and you read the script a second time. Maybe you have a break where you do some research, or, you know, you just put it to side, and then you read it again. And then you start looking for all the elements, like what topics are in the script, in the story, what themes, what emotions are the characters going through, what are there certain elements, like maybe there's a box that is very important, or a diary, or, you know, just anything you can pick out that could maybe potentially have something to build on, or that could be, interesting for an audience, or it could become something particular for a campaign. And then once you start, you include sort of everything that springs to mind, and then you start a dialogue with the film team, and you start brainstorming these things. And so you create, of course, much more than in the end you will use. So
Of course.
So the process is then to
throw
things out afterwards and then dig deeper into certain things and so on.
So can we say, I don't know, if it's if the audience design can become like an additional small creative part of the film?
Yes, definitely. Yes. That's what we're aiming for, that it creates that space in the whole process of film production. So what we're actually doing is we're trying to set up a new profession. Mm-hmm. That's what we're working on over the whole last years. So, and those persons mean that they should be attached to the film team in a relation of trust, because that's what we think is one of the most important thing. And because you're building a relationship with the film team and follow through the whole process, same like you always compared like script editor, that's step by step.
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah. So this is what we're also aiming for in that it's a communication process.
In your years of experience in this specific field, does it happen that maybe a film is not so clear as audience targeting? So maybe there have been more than one specific audience. There may be two different audiences that are not so well related. So maybe it's more difficult for you to create a path.
Sure. The thing about audience design, that when you start early, also because it's a question of financing, so maybe you don't have that many resources, but you can still put a few ships out there. You can test things. You can try things. You have an assumption that an audience would really be interested in this part of the film. Mm-hmm. If you start testing it a bit earlier and you realize, no, they are much more interested in this other thing, we couldn't anticipate that, then maybe you can, you know, when you finally reach with your local distributor, and they will make their campaign towards, based on their statistics of what audience they think, which can be a different audience from the one that the filmmaker would maybe really like to get into the cinema, then the two campaigns can work in parallel. Or one is a little more community or guerrilla based, or all depending. Of course, again, do you have money for a social media manager or things like this? And so they don't sort of go against each other, but they can reach different types of audiences through different channels. Because audiences today are very, you know, some people you only reach through certain, reach them over here. You have to go left and more in that direction to get directly in contact with them. So,
one question that I wanted to ask you is, I'm playing today the devil's advocate now.
Of course.
Is audience design like a new way of marketing, or is it a completely different thing? Because some people who are not complaining or against audience design, but not very keen to it, say that, you know, it's just a way of marketing a product. Could it be? Or
I mean, definitely we're not saying that audience design is not overlapping with marketing, not at all. So we're not saying we're something completely new that no one has ever done. But I think one of the biggest differences is that we have not only market a final product. Mm-hmm. So we're not waiting until the film is finished and then push one product into the market. Mm-hmm. We are really trying to co-develop the whole communication along the process. And then, of course, it also goes into marketing and it uses some tools and some elements of it. That's why for us, it's more like a mindset that you can apply. So even if you're saying, I'm a marketing expert, feel free to look into it and see what you can pick out of it as another way of just thinking in that process of marketing. So
it could, it is, but it's not. It's not just that.
Also because we do focus on the goals of the film team.
Yeah.
And the goals of the film team can be goals which a distributor would not be interested in.
Exactly.
So there is an empowerment of the film team also that if you know your story also from certain outside angles and what you want to communicate and why you want to communicate it, what is most important for you to make sure you don't betray in the marketing, then you can have a better discussion with the sales agent, a better discussion with the distributor, and find the right way of communicating your film. So.
Yeah, because actually, especially independent productions, sometimes they don't know exactly what they're writing for or shooting for. So, and this because, I mean, I followed a panel in Kent a couple of years ago where there was like a couple of young directors complaining that they couldn't find distribution, and distributors say, okay, but this film is for whom? And if you don't know that, you don't go anywhere. So this seems that audience design is more designed to help smaller production, more independent and first time or second time directors. They maybe do not have the money to do it because, you know, big budget, you know, Sony Pictures, they don't care. they already know. They have their own audience design department, probably.
No, sure.
So how can those two, I mean, this need of being guided and the cost of being guided can be joined together?
The book. They can read the book.
Okay, so...
I mean, there are alumni here, and maybe there are part of... If you get a development grant, you know, maybe you can put a little bit of money aside. Maybe mm-hmm. also a lot of our participants are young, and maybe, you know, if they really think it's an interesting project, maybe, you know, I have worked so much for free, giving feedback to, you know, young filmmakers and commenting on their scripts and so on. And why not also have someone who can be very curious about the audience mm-hmm. or have some experience as an alumni from here? But you, in your question, you said that... to write for whom they are writing. It's a nuance because you should not make your project, you can, of course, but you shouldn't think, I mean, I'm making it for this audience. It's more, I'm making this, which audiences are out there that I can connect
with.
It's a nuance, but it's a difference.
We
get a lot of worry that they...
It's an important nuance.
Yes.
Yeah, because you should, as a filmmaker, you should be able to maybe think who could be.
Yeah, while staying true to your own voice.
Unless you write the genre film, because a genre film, it's easier.
The genre market is also very different. Mm. There's a straight to VOD or SVOD genre market, which is more, you know, it has its own life. And then there's all the new art house genre and hybrid genre films coming out, which have a little bit the same issue. Mm-hmm. Also because sometimes who is it more for? Will the genre audience be disappointed? Or will the art house audience not be interested? Or so there's a particular challenge actually for some of these films of how to communicate to an audience. So for them it's maybe even more important to consider how to communicate to reach whom so that you don't disappoint your audience too much.
Is there any potential work towards creating a audience design fund? Like a development fund. So if, I mean, I know we are talking age and age, but maybe the media program could find a specificity for this kind of job. Do you think it's possible? Do you think, is there a potential interest?
I mean, this is also what we are working for and step by step get there, because more and more when you're doing your applications, you need to show a marketing concept. So you need to show that you know about your potential audience. But reality often is still that when you read that, it's audience international 18 till 65, well-educated.
A little bit too weird, too wide, probably.
But so this is also, of course, why we are talking and making speeches, also writing that book, to make them more sensitive for that, because, of course, why not putting also like the profession of an audience designer in your application, like I said, like you can put a script as a consultant, or even like a social media manager or a graphic designer, but then the film team doesn't even really know what those people should do.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, you're right. Yeah, and even if those people are really needed lately, yes. I mean, you can do any kind of marketing campaign without a social media specialist. Otherwise, you're dead. One last question: we are talking about movies here, so we're talking about films, cinema, big screen. Is there a potential audience design for TV productions? If there is a difference. But I mean, as we are in an era where most of the times TV productions are huge and cinema quality, is sometimes even better than cinema because they have more money, of course. Mm-hmm. So is there a potentiality of differentiate the two audiences in order to create an audience design specific for TV productions? Or... It's useless.
I can, especially when you go more into TV series direction, for example, what already happens there with the huge production, but also with smaller, that they start much more to build a world around their projects. Mm-hmm. And in that kind of world concept, it's also somehow also already a part of it to communicate certain aspects, also like in between the different episodes or the different character backstories. So all this kind of thinking from the story and then on different platforms, you can see it with a huge production, of course, already happening since years. So you can get actually a lot of inspiration from that towards the work that we are doing here.
Also because obviously broadcasters, they have to consider audiences much more, if they're also categorizing them. But I think they're also, we're seeing, especially young audiences, is a concern in Europe. Yeah. So the collaboration of cinemas, for example, in the European cinema part of, you know, media, mm-hmm. are also very concerned about what can they do to get young audiences into the cinemas. And I think also there's a lot of filmmakers who are interested in reaching young audiences. And so we're, I think, from different angles, we should maybe speak more with each other across, you know, distributors, with filmmakers who are interested in audiences and, you know, think that audience design or whatever we call it, audience engagement, audience awareness, audience production, audience development, what anything to do with audience.
With audience, yeah.
Yeah, to, you know, to talk more with each other, you know, the cinema owners, the distributors, the funders, and to, you know, because we are each doing different things, but I don't know if we could create more synergy and maybe also more statistics and more input on, you know, what to actually do also more long term to create.
Yeah, maybe it's just a question of time, you know, as long as the concept is absorbed by the industry, the easier it should be to
But it's so interesting, I think, that if you look at all kinds of brands that are selling products, they are using storytelling and they are having expensive seminars and conferences about, you know, how to sell, how to use content and storytelling to put their products into our bags, so to speak, or us to take our wallets out. Whereas we're selling stories, and we can also look at how they work towards audiences, because there's a lack maybe of statistics that are usable for our process in our part of the business, whereas they have a lot of statistics, you know, from clicks and sales and all kinds of things. But they are also more and more talking about the quality and who are the people really. And we have to start, you know, with trying to figure out who the people are. And then we try to see if we can add more statistics. And that's also why we don't really have any good cases at the moment, because there's no energy or effort or money to actually build a case where you have good documentation and really can see what worked, what didn't work, how did you do it, and so on. So that would be in the future, I think, to look at how could we create more knowledge around this area and develop it from that.
And I think that's also about losing the fear or not being so reluctant to look into other industries, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not only to make the switch between TV and films on white screens in cinema, it's also, like you said, looking into the branding strategies, looking into the games market, and looking just what's happening and learning from each other and exchanging, because there are so many, many experiences already out there that you can adapt without
losing
like your
integrity
of your art. But there's still you feel like there's this boundary, right? And this is also something we're trying to do all the time,
step by step.
Yes. Step by step.
Well, we could talk about this for hours, but we don't have time. So, because it's really, really interesting. But thank you very much. Thank you to Valeria Richter and Lena Thiele, the authors of the Audience Design and Introduction, published with the Torino Film Lab. I'm Angelo Cerbi in Torino for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.